The State Commissioner for Finance, Mr. Bola Oyebamiji, stated that your government was committed to promoting transparency and probity in public financing.
We are accountable, we are transparent, and we are responsible to our citizens.
Presenting the audited account, the State Auditor General, Mr. Folonso Adetshina, remarked that the exercise was in compliance with Section 125 of the 1999 Constitution as amended. Mr. Adetshina explained that the state witnessed 2 billion naira increase in its internally generated revenue between 2018 and 2019, while the total asset of the state, both current and non-current, stands at over 118 billion naira, while the liability is at over 82 billion naira. Also present, the Speaker of the Osun State House of Assembly, Mr. Timothy Oweye, said the public presentation would again reinforce the citizens' confidence in the government. Represented by the Chairman of House Committee on Public Accounts, Mr. Gbenga Ogunkanmi, the Speaker stated that the Assembly will continue to ensure that the executive work in line with best international practices and the provision of the Constitution.
The account of the state being presented today is a fair presentation of government transaction, and I employ all to take advantage to know more about government as it relates to public funds.
Members of the public were also represented at the presentation, including the organized labor. Mr. John Adekola is the chairman of the Trade Union Congress, Osun State Chapter.
Whatever we are doing, whatever our interaction with Osun State government is based on facts and figures. And this is exactly what we are seeing today.
Representative of a civil society group, Mr. Mikhail Latif, called on government officials and civil servants to be honest in their dealing with the public.
In our own ministries and our own schools, let us be honest. Their dealings with the public and with ourselves. Let's show probity, accountability. If you are giving 10 naira, account for it.
In a remark, the slogan project coordinator, Mr. Yemi Ijilade, urged government to be accountable to the people who willingly submitted their mandate to them for ease of coordination. Mr. Ajilade announced that the audited account was available on the state website in line with the international standard of transparency and accountability in public financial management. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.